Director and Chief Economist of the Efficient Group, Davie Root. Now, Davie, your statement yesterday caught my eye, and we're all very frustrated with what's happening with Stage 6 load shedding, but your statement about business rescue, maybe some international help, this could work.
Good morning to you. I think that's the only real option. As an economist, let me just paint the picture of what's happening in the South African economy at the moment. This economy cannot grow faster than 1.5% if we are lucky. The population is growing at 1.5%. We have unemployment levels of nearly 50% in South Africa. We have rising levels of poverty in South Africa. We are heading for a disaster. This is a crisis. We have to understand this and we have to act. The only solution that let me predict what is going to happen.
Yeah.
We are in the process of privatizing Eskom. What I mean by in the process of privatizing Eskom, Eskom is falling apart and the private sector is simply taking over where they can. The way that we have privatized South African Airways, the way that we are currently privatizing the post office as an example. The thing is just coming to an end. It is the end of the post office now because of this mismanagement and everything that goes with that. The same is going to happen to Eskom. So in a weird kind of way, we are privatizing everything because the state is simply not providing or doing what they're supposed to be doing. So this is what's likely to happen to Eskom. And in the process, many thousands of people that are currently working at Eskom are probably going to lose their jobs anyway, the same way people lost their jobs in South Africa anyway. So what's the answer, the only solution here? I think the only solution is to, first of all, admit and realize that we have a problem at Eskom, a crisis at Eskom, and put it under business rescue. That will include doing things like Herman myself has just said. You have to have good management and good, of course, security support and everything that goes with that. You have to put it under business rescue. So forget about this nonsense about NERSA, for example.
Yeah.
NERSA, you have to stop this NERSA nonsense because NERSA is supposed to determine price increases in under normal circumstances. This is not normal. We have a company that's completely and totally bankrupt. They've got 400 billion rands of debt. They have probably around about 20,000 people that are paid by Eskom, not necessarily work by Eskom. Of course, there are many good workers at Eskom. Don't misunderstand me.
Sure.
But there are too many people at Eskom at the moment. They must be fired because Eskom simply cannot afford it. How on earth can you give people a 7% increase when you've got a completely, totally bankrupt company? It simply does not make sense. Forget about NASA for now. Put the thing under business rescue. Realize that this is a crisis and see what we can do. That will probably include, like I said, firing a lot of people, selling off what you can sell off, get private sector participation and all of that. That is the only solution that I can see at the moment.
Yeah.
The alternative, what we have currently, will lead to disaster to the South African economy.
Well, it's coming. They're saying 18 to 24 months. They have new IPPs coming on. But we actually can't wait for this because, Davie, next week, as when the big industries really start peaking. They've already gone back to work. People are at school now. Schools are functioning. Society is back on track now after the festive season. But we're going to crash. We're going to crash if somebody doesn't do something right now.
Exactly that. I speak to international investors. I speak to local investors. And people are simply saying, you want me to build a factory in South Africa? Are you crazy? I mean, how on earth can I build a factory but I can't get the electricity? People are sitting on their hands and say, listen, we've got a government here that's simply not doing what they're supposed to be doing and you want me to invest in South Africa? Are you crazy? The only sectors that will work in South Africa are those sectors that are relatively easy to function without electricity. And sectors like, for example, the service industry, what you are doing at the moment, for example, or the financial industry, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But where we need more investments in South Africa is in things typically like, for example, manufacturing. The manufacturing sector at the moment is actually contracting. It's smaller than a year ago. That's the most recent numbers that we've received. And that's the only sector where we can create a lot of jobs in South Africa, and that's in the secondary sectors. Those sectors are simply not going to work because we don't have electricity.
Now, it is absolutely mind-boggling. Davie Root, thank you, Director and Chief Economist of the Efficient Group. Thank you for coming on this morning. Looking for solutions this morning. It's easy to moan about Eskom, but looking for solutions, what do we do right now? And as Davie said, business rescue is a great idea. We've had some Shabalala from Standard Bank saying, hey, how about some international help, getting people to come in, a company to come in to say, right, this is how we do it in France. we can set up for you over here. Obviously, things have failed. And yes, I know the local flavor. It would be good to have local flavor because it also costs less as well. But perhaps it's time to call in the big guns because we're sitting now with stage six load shedding. And they're not saying it's coming off tomorrow. They're not saying it's coming off the next day or being downgraded rather the next day. What they're saying is stage six indefinitely. We can't live like this.